Okay, so tell me how you were introduced to Wadged Eye Games.
Well, I was introduced to it via meeting Dave. I met him at a game development conference called GDC, Game Developers Conference, which is pretty much the biggest game developers conference in the world. It was in San Francisco about 4 years ago in 2007, and I was just, there was a big lunch hall, and I was just looking to see where I could sit, and I just happened to sit down with Dave when we got talking, and we kept in touch after that, and well, we got together, we got married, and I've been working with him since. I've been working in the games industry before that. That's why I was in the Game Developers Conference along with him. I've been working in the game industry for my entire career now, like 10 years.
So how do you think you guys complement each other as a team as far as developing games goes?
At the moment, we haven't worked on very many games together. We worked on Puzzle Bots together. Do you know Puzzle Bots?
No, actually I don't, I'm sorry.
Okay, that was the game we released last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last February, I think. We were both working on the same game there. I'm a programmer, I've always been a programmer, I studied computer science, so I'm coming at things from a more technical background than Dave. Dave is kind of a creative guy, although he does program, that's not his thing. He can only use a Venture Game Studio, and I can program generally and everything.
So I mean, mm-hmm.
I've mostly been in my career. I've mostly been working on phone game development.
So how is that different from? I mean, for someone that just plays video games and really doesn't see, the day to day difference. What is the difference between programming a game for a phone and programming one for a PC?
Phones, especially when I was working on phones, which was before the iPhone resolution. I mean, I've done iPhones a bit, but before that, they were very, very weak and weedy. You had to really watch your resources. It was very easy to fill up their memory or make these games go really slow. So, yeah, working on a PC now is luxurious because you can do anything you like and it'll just work.
Okay, when I spoke to Dave at the New York City Comic-Con a couple of weeks ago, he said that you guys are looking to design games for hardcore gamers. Can you just talk about that a little bit more? Like, what is your demographic?
I guess our demographic is about the same as us. 30-something people who've been into games for a long time and, not casual gamers. You know what casual games are? Things like Farmville,
mm-hmm.
and Angry Birds and that kind of thing. I used to work mostly in casual games, but hardcore games are a bit more serious. They reward deep play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say they're superior because I've liked casual games and I've worked on a lot of casual games, but our games are very plot-oriented. Adventure games are always about story and character and dialogue. They're like playing a book, which it means you need to... you can't just play them for like 5 minutes. People tend to play them for like several hours at a time.
Considering the fact that you have an admitted obsession with Heroes of Might and Magic, do you feel like...
I'm playing the latest one right now. Well, not right now, but as soon as I finish work today, I'm going to be playing it.
Do you think that's played a part in you, like, wanting to help out Dave, like, with his type of games?
Well, that's a completely different type of game in general. I mean, when I play games for just relaxation, I generally play strategy games. I like, I play a game where you move an army around and fight another army and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I've never quite worked on a game like that. One day, maybe.
Okay, what are some of your influences? Like, what are games that you look at and you're like, these are the type of games that I want to make?
I guess what I'd really like to make is an RPG. We were working on an RPG engine, but it was just too big a task and we needed to finish some games soon, not just an engine. So I'd like to make games like Baldur's Gate or Planescape Torment. RPGs, kind of halfway between strategy games and adventure games. They got a lot of plot, but they've also got the strategy and the combat. Those are my favorite games.
Okay, if someone was just like surfing the web and they wanted to know what Wadged Eye Games was all about, what would you say to them?
Go to the website.
nothing like, how would you sell it to them? Like, if they were like, okay, I see that these guys have released a couple of games, but what makes them so special? What would you say?
Oh, okay. Well, we make adventure games, which is a kind of a genre of game that isn't so big anymore, but used to be big. So people who liked games about 10, 15 years ago, people about the same age as us in their early 30s, we make the games that people used to make then, but they don't make now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're plot heavy, they're slow, they're contemplative, puzzle solving games for people who don't want to, you know, mash buttons and shoot everyone or whatever.